the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. We're the people behind every light switched on for the baby's 2 a.m. feeding, the computer you start up to begin your business day, and we're always there, down the line, powering farms and industry somewhere across Arkansas. We're a network of nearly 2,500 team members delivering more than just electricity. We deliver power through our family of 17 local electric distribution co-ops. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Power and people.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Today on Hey Culligan, better water, better food. Here's Gary in Chicago.
Hey Culligan, my water smells like a swimming pool and my hot dog tastes like one.
Sounds like your water comes with a little chlorine.
Chlorine?
You know, you could get a great for cooking water, delicious for drinking water Culligan reverse osmosis system.
Yeah, I'll take one of those and 2-3 more hot dogs.
No can do on the dogs, Gary, but one Culligan reverse osmosis system already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, 24-21. Our score, Van Buren with the lead over Mountain Home. We'll have stats a little bit later for you. First, though, we are joined tonight as we needed a ratings boost at halftime by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. How are you, Josh?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Brad. You know, speaking of ratings boost, we got to get everybody fired up out there in Bomberland. Got a great football game on hand tonight, don't we?
This has been entertaining so far. Four lead changes in this first half. It's been back and forth. It's been a fun one.
Two good ball clubs getting after it. It's good to see.
Before we get into our interview here, where's Dell? Does he ever do anything?
You know, I think I've seen him, you know, a couple times this week. He's, you know, I think he's in charge of gate duty. He's got to shut a gate at the end of the night. And he's splitting that duty with his wife, so I don't know who's going to – one's probably going to open it, one's probably going to shut it, but I'm sure he's working hard at it, whatever he's doing.
He usually likes his airtime, so I figured he'd be up here tonight.
Yeah. Well, I didn't give him the option. I gave it to Coach Dave's, you know, and they had a long road trip last night
at
Van Buren, so she wasn't able to make it, and you got the short end of the stick. You got me, but, hey, let's roll, baby.
Hey, well, let's talk about the schedule, because when we talked a few weeks ago when you were up here, you guys just got the directive that day from the AAA, and so you're no tournaments this year, so you've been where you're working the schedule. And tell us about it, because I tell you what, boys and girls both, you guys have beat things up. It's going to be tough.
Last time we spoke, we just gotten the directive from AAA, and luckily we had a little bit of a head start getting on things. You know, one thing about here at Mountain Home, scheduling is incredibly difficult. But luckily, we kind of had a head start, and it kind of played in favor for us with us doing a schedule change. We were able to play some teams in the West, in the 7A or 6A West, and still get to play some of our teams over in the East. So it worked out. Over in the East, we're going to play Paragould a couple times. We're going to play Greene County Tech. In fact, we'll open up the season against Greene County Tech on November 17th. And then we'll play Jonesboro a couple times, West Memphis, and then also in our non-conference, we're playing Fayetteville. Will be the second game of the week. It'll be November 19th. So, we'll go to Greene County Tech on a Tuesday, and then that Thursday we're going to go to Fayetteville. We'll be a little short-handed. You know, our team still be playing football hopefully by then, but we're going to roll with whoever we got. You know, we have a motto: next man up, and we firmly believe in that. I firmly believe in scheduling an extremely difficult non-conference schedule. You know, I believe I really kind of treat that as a preseason. Whatever can get us better for our conference schedule is what we're all for. And we've got a really challenging schedule. Like I said, we're playing Fayetteville. We've got Bentonville. We've got Rogers. We've got Rogers Heritage. Whoever was good, we wanted them.
Uh-huh.
And we're able to put a lot of really good opponents. Now, we wouldn't do that just for any team. We feel we got a really good bunch coming back. They're eager to compete and go out there and battle every night, whoever we play.
Well, let's talk about the conference a little bit. This 5A West, we get to see a bunch of different teams, a bunch of new teams. What do you know about the league?
Well, you know, when we were in the East, I felt like we were kind of the curveball. You know, we played a more methodical game, kind of ground and pound, you know, basketball version of it. And everybody was, you know, kind of we're the curveball in a fastball league. Well, we're going to the West, and we're going to be facing a lot of teams that's just like us. You know, they're going to run more stuff. I think they're going to probably do a little bit more scouting. You know, there won't be the athletes and just the high-level skill players that we saw in the East. But I do feel we're going to go into a conference that's going to be really physical. And the coaching, I think the coaching is going to be really outstanding over there. So we're looking forward to the challenge. It'll be a little bit different than what we're used to, but we're excited about it, though.
It's tough with no tournaments this year because you lose, of course, the home tournament and those three home games, and that's really tough.
It is. You know, we love being able to be home during tournament time. We're lucky that we've picked up a couple of home games during that Christmas break. We've got Jonesboro, West Memphis, and then Jonesboro again. And so we are lucky that two of those three will be at home. But, you know, there's nothing like that Bell Bonds tournament 3 days in a row. Get to have all the friends and family here, and it's a little bit different, but you know these times are different, and we're just just gives an opportunity to show some toughness.
There you go. Looking forward to it. It's going to be here before we know it, isn't it?
Oh, Brad, we're excited. We're excited about our basketball season. We're excited. Hey, we're excited about this football season. This crowd has been great. You know, I wish we didn't have all these COVID guidelines. This place would be packed. We'd have the whole town here.
Yes.
But, you know, I just want to say, first of all, our team's always done a really good job of coming out after halftime and making some big adjustments. You know, we're down here, but we're getting the ball back, and I fully expect us to come out here and get this done and start putting it on Van Buren this second half. And if you ain't out there, you need to get to the stadium and support these guys. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you, Brad. Go Bombers.
There you go. I was worried.
Brad, I appreciate all you do, my man. Hey, KTLO is great for the coverage for all of our student athletes, and I appreciate everything you guys do for our team and program. Thank you, Brad.
Betcha.
Thanks
good
for having
you.
Me.
Josh Filch, the Bombers head coach. Couldn't get the Lady Bombers coach up here again tonight, so we got Josh on for the second time this season. Hey, there's some great games going on around the state. Matt's going to check the scores for us coming up in just a moment. It's halftime, 24-21, Van Buren, Liddy Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or kohls.com for details.
Today on Hey Culligan, better water, better food. Here's Gary in Chicago.
Hey Culligan, my water smells like a swimming pool and my hot dog tastes like one.
Sounds like your water comes with a little chlorine.
Chlorine!
You know, you could get a great for cooking water, delicious for drinking water Culligan reverse osmosis system.
Yeah, I'll take one of those and two, three more hot dogs.
No can do on the dogs, Gare, but one Culligan reverse osmosis system already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And we do welcome you back here in the studio at the break. Mountain Home is trailing Van Buren on this homecoming night, 24-21, as we welcome you back into the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A West tonight, Lake Hamilton, who's ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media, is leading Russellville, but man, it is a tight one. At the break, the Wolves are up on the Cyclones, 22-21. Also, a Benton, it was actually a battle between teams in the Class 6A top five. It is number 3 Little Rock Parkview trailing number 4 Benton by a count of 23-13 in the third quarter. And Greenwood, who's ranked 4th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, is up on Siloam Springs 28-10 at halftime. On the local level, Yellow Summit is having a tough homecoming night tonight over at Panther Field. They're losing to Quitman at 28-6 at the break. Salem at home tonight against East Poinsett County. Haven't seen a score update on that one as of yet. Melbourne is idle this week. Mountain View having a tough matchup tonight at Newport, who is ranked 2nd in Class 3A, and it is the Greyhounds up on the Yellow Jackets 27-0 at halftime. Also tonight, Harrison, who is ranked 5th in Class 5A, is leading Greenbrier by a count of 26-10 in the third quarter. Also on in the area, West Plains is up on Springfield Parkview 21-7. That was the last score we had from the first quarter. Haven't seen the score update on the game between Hollister and, well, there it is. Hollister is trailing Logan Rogersville 10-6 at halftime. Also at halftime, Forsyth is up on Stratford 28-20. Branson playing at home tonight against Willard, and it is all Pirates. They're up on Willard 20-0 at halftime, and Ava is losing to Thayer at the break 21-0. In the Arkansas Sports Media top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bentonville, who is ranked 2nd overall and in Class 7A, is pretty much having their way with Rogers Heritage, 38-0 at halftime. Also this evening, number 5, Pulaski Academy, who's also number 1 in Class 5A, playing at home tonight against Whitehall. Haven't seen the score update on that one as of yet. Also this evening, this one is kind of a surprise, especially how distant it is. Number 6 Conway is losing to number 7. Number 6 Cabot is losing to number 7 Conway 21-0 at halftime. And in the Class 7A top 5, the Panthers are also ranked 4th and the Wampus Cats are 5th. Number 9 Bentonville West is up on Rogers tonight, but it's not by as much as you think. Second quarter, the Wolverines are leading the Mounties 17-7. And number 10 Wynn, who is also number 2 in Class 5, is up on Valley View 21-7 in the third quarter. The game between Bryant and Little Rock Central was canceled. The Hornets ranked number 1 overall and in Class 7A. And so was the game between North Little Rock and Little Rock Southwest. The Charging Wildcats ranked 3rd in the state overall and in Class 7A. We've already gone through all the teams in the Class 7A top 5. Only one I haven't mentioned yet is in the Class 6A top 5 is Searcy. Number 5 Searcy, they are playing at home tonight against Marion, and we have not seen a score on that one as of yet. In the Class 5A top 5, number 4 Tex Arcana is losing to Hot Springs Lakeside 14-7 at halftime. The game between 3rd-ranked Little Rock Christian BB ended up getting canceled. In the Class 4A top 5, number 1 Joe T. Robinson is trailing Nashville, I believe, at halftime. I'm sorry, Robinson has come back and taken the lead. The Senators are up on the Scrappers 28-20. Again, Joe T. Robinson's number 1 in Class 4A, and Nashville is number 3. Number 4 Shiloh Christian is up on Prairie Grove 21-14 in the second quarter. And 5th-ranked Rivercrest is leading Jonesboro Westside 42-6 at halftime. The game between 2nd-ranked Arkadelphia and Fountain Lake ended up getting canceled. In the Class 3A top 5 games that I haven't yet got to, number 3 Prescott is up on Center Point 28-10 in the second quarter. 4th-ranked McGee is leading Camden Harmony Grove 21-6 at halftime. The game between top-ranked Harding Academy and Riverview was canceled. So was the game between 5th-ranked Hoxie and Corning. And in the Class 2A top five, number one, Fordyce, is up on 2nd-ranked Junction City, 21-6 at halftime. 3rd-ranked Desark pretty much having their way with Hazen, 40-14 in the third quarter. And number five, Poen, is up, I believe, on Cutter Morning Star, 21-0 at halftime. The number four, Gurdon, is idle this week. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment. Our score at the break is Van Buren leading Mountain Home, 24-21. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office located at 102 Highway 62 East to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life is about connections, and that's even more important these days with online users needing more data as we enjoy videos, join meetings, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio stations. Next can help you connect to life like never before, a name you know and people you trust. You take care of your business and family needs. We'll handle what comes next. Internet, phone, and television. Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, 24-21. Van Buren with the lead over the Bombers. Four lead changes in a very entertaining first half. Sonny, you got those halftime stats?
I do, Brad. And talking about back-and-forth game, it's back-and-forth stats. Mountain Home, 264 yards of total offense. Van Buren, 242. McKay, 17 carries for 168 yards in the first half. He's 4 of 9 passing for 48 yards. Hershberger, 9 carries for 40 yards. Walker has 3 of the 4 receptions for all 48 receiving yards. Phillips, he's 12 of 19 for 202. And those Henry boys, they are doing their damage. Chai Henry, 5 catches for 105 yards. Jaden Henry, 3 catches for 69.
Wow. Well, the stats pretty even. The score's pretty close to being even. A three-point game at halftime. Bombers get the football to start this second half. They're going to receive the second half kickoff, and they won the toss and decided to do that before the game started, and be interested to see how they come out. We'll find out. We will take a break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.